Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Look at this. Azra Nomani joins us now. Once upon a time, Azra was a professor of mine at Georgetown University.
We need to know about
your,
that.
Your boy had had very different visions then of covering politics and all sorts of stuff and not blabbing about football for 4 hours a day. Azra, what's up? How are you? Thank you for making time for us.
Oh, my gosh. I am so honored. And, yes, I have actually revealed to the world your assignment.
I just saw this.
This is crazy. I just posted it on Twitter, so there is no running from your incredible studious self.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to have to get you to come back on, Azra, and tell us about this young man that will come in your class. Because I know he's not – he's a little off-kilter today. I can imagine how he was then.
It was a different time, man.
Can you imagine? This was his beat. I love this. Militant groups in Pakistan.
Yeah. Now we're talking about football.
which – you could call militant groups somewhere, right?
Sure. Well, it's funny because, I mean, you've spent a life doing real investigations, the Daniel Pearl Project we all worked on at Georgetown, all your work at the Wall Street Journal. Like, your professional byline profile is so significant, and yet we wanted you on because you just took down a con job for a high school football team. For folks that have missed this story, Can you get us up to speed? And then we want to ask some questions kind of about what happens next.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's all the same, JP. You know this. Like, reporting is reporting. And there's a saying, all politics is local. So everything is about corruption, vested interests, money, follow the money, and power.
Yeah.
And so you apply that to any story, and we all know sports has it in spades. But what happened in Fairfax County, Virginia, right across the border from the Potomac River, was that in early this year, great news emerged out of Hayfield Secondary School that they were going to hire Coach Daryl Overton from Prince William County, who had won two football championships. Well, you know, this was well received by many people, but what we just discovered this weekend that we reported at the Fairfax County Times, where I'm doing my exclusive work, is that the athletic director knew that Coach Overton was going to be bringing some transfers over, and the real smoking gun that led to a big headline yesterday is he acknowledged that they were going to use this federal law that protects homeless students and gives them the right to be able to register into any school without having any questions asked about address to basically enroll players that shouldn't otherwise have been given authorization. And so it's been a scandal that's rocked Northern Virginia, and some people call it the biggest football scandal, high school scandal of Virginia sports. But I think you guys know better than me the careers of the stars, and you know how much people invest from the earliest days. And I think the story has just reverberated because it speaks to questions folks have about this multi-million dollar youth sports industry that we've got in America today.
See, the thing that gets me is this story has been out there, and I have a couple of friends that some of them went to Hayfield, and they've been talking about information that, you know, I don't think anybody has to look hard to find. What kills me is that they say they had these so-called investigations, but they didn't find the stuff that popped out yesterday.
Yeah.
The investigations are I think, a big hoax and a bunch of lies. So the superintendent should be next.
I love how you with you know hold your opinions close to the vest. I love that. I love that straight talk. And that's what I've loved, you guys, about reporting this story. I love the fact that the coaches, players, families, they are just no BS about all of this. And you put your finger on it because what has happened is in June, got reports that we could then write for the Fairfax County Times. And it's this young reporter, Shervon, who has been covering high school sports for years, since he's a graduate of Fairfax County Public Schools. And he got the tip from a mom who had her son lose his spot on the Hayfield team. And she was just like, what's going on with all these new people in the locker room? And she's raising questions, and there's retaliation. Well, Shervon, you know, came with the story, and I just wanted to mentor a young journalist a little bit. And now, 6 months later, here I am on your show.
You got a
story. Wow, things happen. But you're absolutely right, because in those 6 months, the superintendent, a woman named Michelle Reed, literally stood in front of the parents and many of the team players and family members in Hayfield Secondary School. I was there at the town hall meeting, and she said that she supported the principal Darren Thompson and the football coach Daryl Overton. And you know, lo and behold, then in less than a few months, we see these text messages that nobody asked about, nobody investigated, and we got it because Shervon just had really great sources in the community.
That's the way it's supposed to go. We're talking with Azra Nomani here. You can follow her at Azra Nomani, Asranomani. All right, so the athletic director's legitimately moved to France or something, right? Like, he's left the country.
Well, he couldn't even have a job anymore.
Germany, possibly.
That's
possibly
crazy.
Germany. I don't know if he's left yet, but he put in, that's the headline, he put in for a 2-year leave of absence before the text messages came out. And, you know, and even then, when the text, before we reported it publicly, they were just going to give him the leave without telling the public anything about what had been written about in those text messages.
So
the principal, he had to have known something. I don't think this was just one guy knowing this. So he pulls them out of the playoffs. Well, a little bit too late for that, brother. I think the whole plan, nobody should be able to get through this.
Yeah, and so there's this, so the state regulatory agency, if you could call it that, but the state authorities that every school district has signed into from the public school system is called Virginia High School League.
Mm-hmm.
And I put in the money, JP, you'd be really proud. I did exactly what I taught, and I got the court records. And sure enough, in the court records, we didn't even talk about that, but the players and, VHSL, first, you know, in October, they issued a decision that there was a recruiting violations after Fairfax County had cleared the school, and they put a 2-year playoff ban on Hayfield. Well, I've just learned exclusively breaking here on your show that Michelle Reed had the opportunity to negotiate, and she did negotiate a 1-year ban. But then she took it to her counsel, John Foster, a lawyer here, paid, you know, they're all paid huge salaries. And he said, no, we can win this in court. So we can win this on appeal. Well, they lost, and somehow it gets even murkier. The outside counsel for the school district is representing the players and their families in court, pro bono, he says.
Uh-huh.
So he won, a judge's decision allowing Hayfield to play in the playoffs. But, you know, this is just like this mess that could have been avoided many times over, to your point. Like, that's mm-hmm. exactly the case. And the principal, he was very much a part of the decision-making to bring the coach to Hayfield.
It's just crazy to me that ultimately, it's just a follow the money or the power or the prestige of winning a state high school title, I guess. But you've got the coach, who's obviously complicit in everything, mm-hmm. the AD, the principal, maybe it goes all the way up to the administrators. Even if it doesn't go that high, they clearly made mistake after mistake after mistake. I want these kids to get the best opportunity to get college scholarships. Like, if that's the plan, I support that fully. But the audacity of using a federal homelessness law, is that lost on these people? Just what the hell are you doing to go after a high school state football title? I don't know the specific distance in some of these homes in Woodbridge to some of these homes in Fairfax County, but you're talking 25 miles and stuff, right? Like, what are you doing to these children? What are you teaching these children?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I always, you know, go back to. Look, I'm a mom. I became a boy mom, and you saw my little son running around the campus.
I remember we went to that
campus.
Football game.
Right. Oh my gosh. Right. Exactly. And oh my gosh. And you know, he's grown up to be. He's 22 now. I was the football team mom. I was doing like, what do you guys call it? The chain gang, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
Teaching 7-year-olds how to put their uniform on. I did it all, ran around the beltway. He ended up playing fencing as his sport because I was afraid of the concussion thing. And I ran around the beltway. You know, I did it. I picked him up in high school. I was like 3 hours. My hips were going out. You know, I was so happy for COVID to come because, oh, wow, I get to not drive 5 hours around the beltway.
Right.
I get the chase. Like, I get it. But something has happened to youth sports that is so corrupt.
Adults.
And we know it's because of the
business.
Big money.
It's adults. That's
big
what they
business.
Have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the issue here in all of this is that it's not just these boys who are not going to be playing the playoffs, because the headline, of course, is that yesterday after these text messages were revealed, Hayfield pulled out of the playoffs. And of course, just like you guys are saying, there's, you know, questions about whether there was a cover-up, because what happened is that the principal and the superintendent knew for 6 days about these text messages and did nothing. And Edison High School was slaughtered in the first round of their playoffs here. 75-7.
Wow.
Yeah.
75-0 at halftime.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Woo. Oh, my gosh. I know, JP. You don't know high school football scores for every playoff game that they're in?
Wow.
You're
75-7.
This team is loaded.
And, but on top of this thing, there were some younger kids that came over to that school as well.
Yeah.
So yes.
It's a secondary school. They got some 6th, 7th graders or whatever, 8th graders, whatever it is, that came over. So it's like 35 kids total.
Bro, I understand if it's a 17, 18-year-old kid. A 6th grader, you're talking about, what, 11, 12 years old? What are we doing?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm like now also understand this whole, you know, Twitter, X kind of social media campaign that kid athletes are doing now with colleges. I've seen eighth graders, quote, commit to, you know, colleges, even though they're not allowed to do it, right? I've seen the dance. Like, there's such a social media dance with colleges.
And we're worried that these kids get some money. How much money are the adults getting?
Yeah.
That's the thing, and that's a part in the text messages that really got people's attention too, because the athletic director said he likes to win and he likes money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose we all do, but you got to find at least quasi legitimate means to get it.
I don't see how anybody make it through this little ordeal.
Nah, I don't either. Yeah. Dude, Azra's, I told you, Azra's on the case. Nobody's going to make it. The truth is coming out.
Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you how many people call me after you said last week, oh, okay, if Azra's on the case, we're going to get the truth.
They're cooked.
I love your confidence.
Thank you for making time. It's so
appreciate
great to hear
it.
Your
oh
voice.
Oh, my gosh. Always. And, you know, my last message to everyone is, you know, fair sports and fair life, right? Like, that's what life is about. Like, just be the best that we can and do it correctly. So thank you guys so much. Thanks for being the voice of common sense out there.
Thank you. Seriously, appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
All
okay,
right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That's Azra Nomani. Listen, she's coming, so tell the truth. That's all I can tell you. She's going to get it out one way or another. It's very hard to go from that to what's next, but Barstool Nate joins us at 11.